is the Rise Up Sea Red podcast, all about the Arizona Cardinals and the NFL, featuring insider and outsider perspectives. Enjoy the best hour of Cardinals talk on the web. Now here are your hosts, Jess Root and Seth Cox.
Hello, Arizona Cardinals fans, and welcome to the latest edition of the Rise Up Sea Red podcast. I'm your host, Jess Root from CardsWire.com, the USA Today NFL Wire site that covers the Arizona Cardinals. This is a bonus show, I guess you could say, because if you've listened to us for the last several years, we've basically done one weekly show for a long time. We're taking a look at kind of changing things, maybe not the best hour and a half of Cardinals talk on the web, but adding a few episodes here and there. This edition of the show, episode 392, I'm flying solo tonight. Moving forward, we might see that a little bit more. A few shorter episodes, sometimes with Seth, sometimes by myself, sometimes with other guests, and then moving into the season. If you've been around for a long time, we used to do preview shows with other writers. Now, we've done that before the season to kind of preview the opponent, but we might be adding to that some air as well. So, this edition of the show, this is a bonus show, or the first of many little smaller shows, but it's focused on the Cardinals head coaching search, because on Thursday there was a bunch of news that came down. The candidate pool has shrunk, and Sean Payton came to town. So let's talk about, let's focus on Sean Payton and who we think the odds, and as well the shrinking of the coaching pool. So let's start with that. And that would be the news that came out Thursday morning. The Cardinals and their 8 candidates that they had kind of picked out that we know of. They've had interviews. So if we go down the list, it started with Frank Reich, former head coach at the Indianapolis Colts. You had Vance Joseph, the Cardinals defensive coordinator. You have Ejiro Evero, defensive coordinator for the Denver Broncos. Aaron Glenn was a name that came up, defensive coordinator for the Detroit Lions. Adding Sean Payton, Dan Quinn, and then we go with a couple other names as well, but the two names that came out on Thursday that changed things, or some of the dominoes actually started to fall. The first was Frank Reich gets hired. He does not get hired by the Cardinals. Now, he was the first interview for the Cardinals, and I'll tell you this, Frank Reich is a guy I've liked for years. I thought he should have been heavily considered when the Cardinals were in their coaching search in 2018. The pedigree that he's got, the background that he has, the years that he's been assistant, the positions he's coached, I felt that he was a really nice fit that didn't get enough credit. And he eventually went on to coach the Colts with a moderate amount of success, dealing with a bunch of different quarterbacks. However, he is now the head coach of the Carolina Panthers, so he comes off the board. Now, the truth is, it never felt like he was a favorite in the Cardinals situation, especially when you look at the candidates that were almost, they're almost all defensive-focused, defensive coaches. Frank Reich and Sean Payton are the only two that have an offensive background, and so it felt like, while he was certainly qualified, he probably was not going to be the favorite, and it was due diligence, and he would have had to have impressed Monty Austin-Fort, new general manager of the Cardinals, and owner Michael Bidwill. Then the other news that came out was Dan Quinn, defensive coordinator of the Dallas Cowboys, who had, on Wednesday, his second interview with the Cardinals. He interviewed virtually on Saturday, and it felt like, because he was flown in Tuesday night, and then he interviewed on Wednesday, by all reports that came out, there are a few reports that came out that said it went really well, and it should. Quinn is a former head coach of the Atlanta Falcons. He's the defensive coordinator for the Cowboys the last 2 years, where they have very good defenses. He was the defensive coordinator for the Seattle Seahawks back in the day, 2013-2014, when they were Super Bowl teams. They had some of the greatest defenses we've ever seen. And we kind of got the idea, if he had come here, He would have brought Brian Schottenheimer, the former offensive coordinator for the Seattle Seahawks, the one that Russell Wilson ultimately got fired, and that could have worked. And in fact, at some point when Dan Quinn gets a head coaching job, a team will get a really good coach. However, whether it was circumstances, maybe it wasn't quite the situation he wanted, he seemed to be high on the list of the Cardinals and the Denver Broncos, he decides that he's going to go back to Dallas for another season. And saying he told a couple people, including Ed Werder from ESPN, that he had unfinished business to do with that team. And maybe he's waiting for a slightly better situation. Maybe he just likes it in Dallas. And if we're being completely honest, since there was a lot of staff overhaul for Mike McCarthy there over in Dallas, it is highly possible that he could be in line to be promoted to head coach if things don't go as well for the Cowboys in 2023 and they end up moving on from Mike McCarthy. And so that's the situation now, is where we have the Cardinals lose two of their candidates. Although I will say Frank Reich probably wasn't among the finalists. We know that Dan Quinn was definitely in that mix because he got a second interview. And as far as we know, he's the only candidate to get a second interview. However, that does change things moving forward. And so no longer is Dan Quinn available. No longer is Frank Reich available. But the dominoes have begun to fall. The biggest domino, though, is Sean Payton. And that's coming up next on Rise of Sea Red. So coming up next on the Rise of Sea Red podcast, we'll talk a little bit more about the situation, the coaching situation, and that would be Sean Payton, his interview, and what's next. That's coming up next on Rise of Sea Red. We're back on the Rise of Sea Red podcast, the best hour of Cardinals talk on the web. And Sean Payton, the news was all about Sean Payton on Thursday. Quite the event, and I didn't catch it. I didn't catch it at the beginning of the day, but based on what we saw from social media, the TV crews from 12 News, from Fox 10 Sports, they were all over the situation. If you remember Peyton Watch back in 2012, Manning Watch, when the Cardinals brought Peyton Manning to town, how the TV crews were outside the facility trying to get a glimpse of everything. We do know that Sean Payton came in. He was with Michael Bidwill and general manager Monty Austin for it all day at the Tempe facility. He toured the practice facility. He was in the building. They ate lunch together. We have some information that came from Kyle Odegaard, former team reporter, now a writer over at Compare.bet, but still has connections within the organizations there in Arizona. Or here in Arizona, I guess, since that's where we're here. But the cameras and videos caught Payton getting into a car with Michael Bidwill after the interview. So the interview continued. It seemed like he was there here in the Arizona area all day. And what that means, I don't know. Because we've seen that situation before with like a Peyton Manning. The Sean Payton situation, this feels like a Michael Bidwill on-brand type of thing. If we go back to the Bidwill family, because the Cardinals have been one to take shots like this, like when they brought in Buddy Ryan, when they hired Denny Green, when they signed Emmitt Smith, when they signed J.J. Watt. Michael Bidwill is not afraid to take swings like that to put the Cardinals into the limelight. And Sean Payton, in the coaching search, since he got rid of, say, fired Cliff Kingsbury, Sean Payton has the best resume. 15 years in New Orleans. He went to a Super Bowl and won it. 9 playoff seasons. And that was a franchise that was a disaster. We talked about on the last show. He caters he's able to cater his offense to the skill sets of the players around him. You had Drew Brees. You've seen the running game when he had Alvin Kamara and Mark Ingram. You see him, you Taysom Hill in a number of ways. It's, and if he's going to bring in Vic Fangio, it really is, as Seth said in the last show, it's the easiest thing to project and kind of picture, because you can picture Sean Payton on the sideline working with Kyler Murray. You can see Vic Fangio taking the defense and doing a good job, and you don't have to change too much schematically. Well, obviously you'd change things, but the Cardinals, which have been built defensively kind of around the 3-4, Vic Fangio runs that same thing, even though this last season was more 4-3 looks. And so it kind of feels that way, right? It feels like the meeting going all day long was a good thing. Like, we probably, in fact, as this show will drop sometime Friday morning, that it wouldn't be surprising if we heard the news that Payton and the Cardinals were, if you hear Ian Rappaport or Adam Schefter break the news that they're closing in on a deal to make Sean Payton the next head coach. It's the trickiest situation, because the amount he's going to command, he's going to be one of the highest paid head coaches in the NFL. So the contract will be hefty. The fact that that general manager Monty Austenfort was in part of those conversations is encouraging, because there is the assumption that Peyton's going to want some level of control or say on roster decisions. Seth and I in our last show talked about how it almost doesn't make sense. It almost doesn't make sense to hire a guy like Payton and to come in and want a heavy roster control when you just have a brand new general manager that comes from outside the organization, signaling that you're trying to do things a little bit differently. If you kind of wanted a yes man, guys that could handle the contracts or in the scouting, you've got guys in the building, Quentin Harrison and Adrian Wilson, already with those vice president titles, who honestly could do those things. Adrian Wilson is kind of in charge of scouting. Quentin Harris deals with contracts. That's how they split things up when Steve Keim took his leave of absence before he resigned. And they can move forward like with that, and not even necessarily name them general managers, but keep them with that and give Sean Payton the general manager title, just like they gave Buddy Ryan back in 1993. But then there's also the issue of compensation for the Saints, because he's still under contract with New Orleans. It's going to be interesting to see if the Cardinals pull the trigger on Sean Payton, what it's going to cost them in draft capital to the Saints. They have the number 3 pick in the draft. That's really rich, and it doesn't feel like any coach would be worth that pick. But Payton seemed to suggest in an interview recently that the Saints were looking for a first-round pick in the mid to late round. Would they take the Cardinals, you know, which have the 34th pick overall, the number 3 pick in round 2 of the draft? Would they take that? Would they take a combination of pick swaps or future picks for that to happen? Or maybe the asking price is higher than what the reality will be. That could be the case as well. And so we look at the Sean Payton situation. It's the one that's going to move the dial. We've talked about that over the last couple of shows, is that if you're looking for a move, you're fire Cliff Kingsbury, even after he took the Cardinals just 2 seasons ago to an 11-win season and a playoff appearance, Sean Payton was really the only candidate that's going to move the needle. That said, if we look at the betting odds moving forward, that Payton, the feeling, the buzz is that Payton is, there's momentum in that way. So it wouldn't be a surprise to see that. But what if it's not Payton? There's no guarantee that that's going to happen. And so let's talk about that next. Coming on up, it's going to Rise Up Seaward Podcast, Best of Cardinals Talk on the web. Let's talk about the movement in the betting odds and what that means moving forward, and how what we think is going to play out. That's coming up next on Rise Up Seaward. We're back on the Rise Up Seaward Podcast, the Best of Cardinals Talk on the web, even though this episode is not going to be anywhere near an hour. But let's talk about moving forward. The betting odds seem to suggest 2 candidates. And that at this point, I will say that it feels like out of all the candidates there left, and I will say that in the ESPN report that came out a couple of days ago when they were talking about the coaching vacancies, Dan Graziano and Jeremy Fowler, I don't remember which one of them had this little blurb, but did say that Vance Joseph and Aaron Glenn are serious candidates for the head coaching job. Now, thus far, we have not heard of any second interviews. Vance Joseph makes some sense because of the relationship that he has with the organization already. The fact that he's already in the building, the players very much respect him. You could see kind of the cachet of respect he commands and kind of how the franchise holds him based on what we saw in HBO's Hard Knocks in the end season. And suggested, I'll pull up the article, and what it said is about that he has a plan. And it says all that Vince Joseph has a plan, has good experience and a plan to shift the culture, whatever that means. It sounds like he did interview well. He interviewed last Wednesday for the position. And then Aaron Glenn is an interesting one because his defenses haven't been particularly good for Detroit. He's the Lions defensive coordinator, although they finished the season strong. Aaron Glenn, as a candidate, would feel like, honestly, it would feel like a Steve Wilks hire in 2018 or Vance Joseph hiring in Denver in 2017. He might be a great coach, a Mike head coach, but he's the unproven guy, hasn't been a defensive coordinator long. And honestly, if the Cardinals fired Cliff Kingsbury to hire Aaron Glenn, that you would have to knock it out of the ballpark with his staff, because that would not move the needle in the least. But the funny thing is here's how the betting odds have gone, at least on DraftKings Sportsbook. And Sean Payton was the favorite. Then as Monty Austinfort was hired, then Brian Flores quickly moved up the odds, shortening them. And as of Thursday, those shortened even more, with Brian Flores being the number one candidate at -150. So, you know, if in betting odds, the negative odds are the less risky ones because you have to. So -150 means you would have to bet or wager $150 to win $100. And positive odds, so you get more than the money you put in, essentially. So Brian Flores, who was the betting favorite as of a few days ago at +150, those odds have shortened to -150. And then Payton had gone from a +350 down to +150. It feels like it's a two-candidate race. But what an odd two candidates that if they don't go with Payton, they're going to go with Brian Flores, who might be... He makes... And I wrote a piece about this. He has all the connections. It makes sense organizationally if we look at Monty Austinfort. The things that he said at his introductory press conference, he spoke of organizational alignment, and he talked about changing how things are done. He was with the Patriots basically from 2006 to 2019. He also had a stint there in 2003 before going to the Houston Texans for a couple of years in the scouting department. Brian Flores was with the Patriots from 2004 to 2018, and here's the connection that I love, is that for the first 4 years that Flores was in a Patriots organization, he was in the scouting as an assistant scout and then a scout. And so for two seasons, in 2006 and 2007, he worked with Austinfort, who was also a scout. So they are cut from the same cloth in terms of evaluations. And so there's already that. They were with the same organization for a long, long time. If you're looking for someone to enact some discipline and some accountability, a problem that the Cardinals had this past season, Brian Flores makes a lot of sense. However, and he has had coaching experience where he did good things with the Miami Dolphins. The question marks are, of course, because he didn't vibe real well with Tua Tagovailoa. Would he be able to earn the respect of Kyler Murray and work with him and be able to help develop him? Of course, the also question is, who will he have as an offensive coordinator? Who would actually be the guy that works with Kyler Murray? But that said, how much of a disappointment would it be for fans when you're going from Sean Payton to Brian Flores. It's like completely two sides of the spectrum, but it feels like that's going to be. So if they can't make it work with Peyton, they're going to do Brian Flores. That's kind of the feeling I've got. That's what the betting odds say. Heck, the betting odds even seem to suggest that right now it's going to be Brian Flores, even with the Sean Payton. Sean Payton makes a lot of sense for the organization. The problem is there's a lot of moving parts. Control, pay, compensation for the Saints. Brian Flores, you don't have to worry about that. Do you worry about that he hasn't interviewed for any other head coaching positions? Probably. He's interviewing for defensive coordinator positions, which is not a bad thing. But Peyton, that'll fire up the fan base. He's successful. Flores, he might be the best fit organizationally. That won't excite anyone. Not in the least. And so that's what we're hoping. So when it comes down to this, it feels like they want Sean Payton, or at least had a really good visit with Sean Payton on Thursday because of the length of time that it went. I can't tell whether it was how much that they were trying to sell the job to Payton, or it was productive talks of Payton trying to sell himself as a candidate. Especially at this point, it feels like the Cardinals might be the only team in the running for Peyton's services. And if that is not the case, if he doesn't get it in Arizona, he might just go back to television working for sports as an analyst there. And we are going to see Sean Payton this weekend as an analyst during the NFC Championship game that Fox will cover. So he's got a bit of a busy weekend. That said, Sean Payton or Brian Flores? I'm not convinced that the Cardinals will be able to make it work. I think that's their first choice. Their first choice is Sean Payton if they can hammer out the details and it doesn't cost too much. If it doesn't, Brian Flores? And there's still the factor that maybe they are still holding out for the possibility to interview D'Amico Ryans, the defensive coordinator of the San Francisco 49ers. Whether or not the 49ers win or lose this Sunday, Ryans can be interviewed starting Monday. The key canceled or postponed. We haven't heard which one. Well, they used the word cancel. He canceled an interview that he had last Saturday. Of course, he had four interviews lined up on the day before a playoff game. And so he interviewed twice and canceled the other two. Whether that means that he is off out on the Cardinals job or they are just going to wait for that, perhaps we'll know by this weekend. Perhaps we'll know by this weekend. And I think if Peyton is the guy, if Peyton is the ultimate choice, which would be the exciting one, it would draw a lot of buzz. We can talk about what he's done in New Orleans with quarterbacks, Jameis Winston, Taysom Hill, all of that stuff. That news will come Friday or Saturday. So with that in mind, we'll wrap up this quick edition of the Rise Up Sea Red podcast. I'm Jess Root. I believe what we will have, our next edition of the show, will be a reaction to the conference championship games with Seth, and that will probably come on Monday. So that, again, thanks for listening. We'll be back again in a few days.
Thanks for listening to the latest edition of the Rise Up Sea Red podcast. Listen to previous episodes and subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Audioboom, or many other podcast platforms so shows are delivered directly to your mobile device. Please give the show a 5-star rating and always support the sponsors who support the show. We'll be back soon for the best hour of Cardinals talk on the web. Rise up, Red Sea, be Red Sea Red, and of course, Rise Up Sea Red.